How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
There are 27 teams in pro football. And then there are the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I could envision Willie in East Nashville right now just smiling.
Oh, yeah.
Earlobe to earlobe.
You don't tell me that doesn't get the blood flowing a little bit, get a little pumped up. Some classic NFL films. Come on. As Jeff Fisher said on our show the other day, it's Pittsburgh week.
He did. Like,
you got to get
like
ready.
He was still the head coach. He sounded that.
He got
into
the juices
it.
Flowing just when you asked him that question.
I know. It's amazing how he used to get up so big for this week. And it still feels obviously big. It helps that they're 2-5-0 teams. And, you know, I think it would feel a little bit different if this was a normal home game, because we would have talked a lot this week about can they keep, you know,
the Steeler fans out.
Right? The answer is no. The answer is no, they can't.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, what level, right? I mean, it's can they keep them from literally taking over Nissan? Yes, you're not going to keep them out, but how much can you minimize them in the stadium? Can you keep it less than 20,000? Right? That's the kind of conversations that we would have.
If you had to do a ranking of fan bases in the NFL, I mean, they're close to the top, if not the top.
Well, could you imagine if this was normal circumstances, how much we would be talking about ticket prices for this game?
Oh, it'd be ridiculous.
I can only imagine how much the Titans fans who do capitalize on games like this, what they would be. What, you know, I'm sure they're probably going, look, if I can get 3, 4, 5 times the amount of face value, like, I'm selling. And probably that would be in play for 2-5-0 teams.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, you know, we've all been to some Titans Steelers games, and they're always fun, even though they're not in the same division anymore. There's something special there. I was at the game, I think it was a Monday night game, where LeGarrette Blount walked off the field.
Well, that was the Nate Washington long touchdown when we talked to
him before the half.
Yes, and that was LeGarrette Blount's last game with them.
Yep. By the way, Nate is going to give his pick tonight or tomorrow night on Nate and TD. So he tweeted that out, and I tagged Charlie Batch. So Charlie Batch knows that it's going to be coming.
For those who didn't hear the Charlie Batch interview with us this week, he called out Nate Washington and said he wants to know who he's picking. And we said, well, tune in Friday night, 7 o'clock Eastern. So where you are, Charlie, tune in 7 o'clock Eastern for that hour, and you'll hear, of course, 6 o'clock here, you'll hear right here on this station who Nate picks. What do we think he's going to do?
I think he should pick with his head, whatever he thinks. He's an analyst now. Can't pick with your heart.
Well, with his
heart. We don't even know where his heart lies.
Where does his heart lie?
He's got a ring for one team.
He does. You're saying he didn't get one here?
Not quite.
Played on some bad teams here, didn't he?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you guys. We talked a little bit. So you threw out that question about the receivers, which was really good question and very hard. Not that I don't remember Martavius Bryant, but, man, it would have taken me a while to go through. I mean, I would have been throwing out a lot of other crazier names before I'd have ever gotten to Martavius Bryant for the Steelers having a start like Claypool. But Antonio Brown was brought up in that discussion, and so we've all seen kind of who's the team that really seems to have shown the most interest in Seattle, right? The Seahawks seem to be
the team. Yeah, because he worked out with Russ.
Yes.
In the offseason.
And so I was just looking at Sportsline's odds during the break. And, of course, they have tagged the Seahawks at even odds, and, of course, the favorite, to land Antonio Brown. His suspension is close to being up, and he will be eligible to play. And so that has started a talk with many, many teams about the services for Antonio Brown moving forward. So I ask you, we know Seattle is the favorite. Who's the second favorite? Who's number two on the list?
I have to raise my hand and say I have looked because I got an email from our friend, Jimmy Shapiro.
Right, but I don't know. Let me check before, because I have the same thing. I was going to go over that with you guys, and I don't know if it's the same. Let me make sure it is. Okay, number two is the same as Sportsline, so you'll be disqualified. So, Chase, what do you got?
Well, I know three teams I can cross off the list.
Okay.
So
who are the three teams?
The Raiders, the Steelers, and the Patriots.
The Steelers are listed at 66-1. The Patriots 25-1. Not okay. as big. And the Raiders are not on the board.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Jimmy Shapiro. That's betonline.ag.
Yeah.
That's what Willie is referring to.
Is that concur with your
neither
numbers?
One of those two, but I've got a very small list. I've only got six teams, and then the no team is plus 2,000. So I've got six teams and then no team odds.
And you asked Floyd Reese, would you consider him? And he ran the other direction.
He said no.
Yeah.
He said no, and I'm running in the other direction.
Yep.
Dumpster fire and would never put this past Jerry, the Dallas Cowboys.
Not on Sportsline's list.
Okay.
Not on Jimmy.
Okay.
Oh, no. 33-1. Sorry.
33-1. The Washington football team.
When in doubt, always go with Washington. Not on Sportsline's list.
Yeah. Not on Jimmy.
The awful, awful New York Jets.
Nope. Not on my list.
You know, and that's what, Chase, this you're is looking t- at.
I mean, this is
you're
hard,
looking at,
know.
Like, desperate teams, yeah. bad teams. You know, what's really interesting is at least the teams I'm looking at here, Darren, are not teams that are out of it. These are good teams.
Well, that's
that
that's
would
why.
Be looking
is
to
Baltimore
take a flyer.
Bad teams are not going to put. They're not going to take Antonio. Remember, he's got to choose. So,
and that's what, but I ask myself, would a team that's tight knit and good really want to jeopardize that with Antonio Brown? Or do you subscribe to the other theory that when you have a tight knit group, that you have a chance to have that guy fall on the line? Now, I would not. I'm done. There was a time. Remember when the Steelers were shopping him around and it was over? I remember for a few weeks in the offseason saying, why not? Maybe take a shot. You get him cheap. But at that time, I didn't know how much of
New
a train
England.
Wreck. I don't know how much. I didn't know how much. No, it was before they traded him to the Raiders is when this was going on. Remember that it hit a stalemate, and he basically went on TV and said, I'm not going back, and they eventually traded him to the Raiders. I thought maybe the Titans would take a shot, but knowing what we know now, I would not even give him the league minimum. I would not bring him in.
The odds makers are telling you that the teams that are good and you know have a good room, that they are, because that's going the wrong direction, Chase.
I know.
It's all
Green Bay.
It's all teams that are good.
Green Bay
is third at plus 500. So it's Seattle, a team, and then the Packers.
He said the Ravens before.
Yeah. When did he say the Ravens?
He said the Ravens.
I said the Ravens.
Yeah. Oh, so we have 1, 2, and 3. He did. Seahawks, Ravens, Packers.
Okay.
Are 1,
Seahawks,
2, and 3.
Ravens, Packers are 1, 2, and 3. You're missing 4, 5, and 6 on my list.
The Bears?
Nope.
20-1.
Saints are 4th.
Saints 12-1 are 6th on my list from Jimmy.
So Jimmy. I mean,
Seahawks,
Jimmy
Ravens,
Shapiro.
Packers, Saints. You got two more teams.
The Rams. Well, I'm running out of. I mean, no way the Bucks are on there.
Bucks are 6th on mine.
Really?
The Bucks are 7th on mine at 14-1, which I don't know. Why do they need a wide receiver? They have a lot of receivers.
No earthly idea.
That's why I'm not even thinking.
Other than they're all banged up, but still. I mean, we're
Niners?
Nope. Not on
Niners mine. Niners are fourth on my list at 8-1.
Bills
are not on the list on mine.
Not on my list.
Colts
are 18-1 on mine. That puts them eighth.
Not on my list.
All right. Chiefs. You say good teams.
Not on my list. Not on my list.
All right. Who's fifth? All right,
and so, Darren, I think are you working your way to something that I'm seeing on mine? I wonder
if the Titans on there?
Titans are fifth on Sportsline's list.
Oh,
and they are fifth on the Jimmy Shapiro at 9-1. I would say, now maybe I'm dead wrong, I would not go
Hell
near that.
No.
That would be a bad bet.
I honestly can't believe that. That's the reason. That's why I brought it up.
That's why I didn't even think about it, though. Like, why would they? No way.
By the way, he's on both lists.
He's in the top six. Now,
top
9-1, it's not exactly like it's imminent.
No,
it's still somewhat of a.
Not really,
you know,
though. That's
well, relative to the league, yeah. But I think there's also a pretty good chance that nobody bites.
Fifth
right?
on both lists. What do you make of that?
I think it's just Vegas having fun.
I don't think they do this stuff for fun.
I just don't think there's any way the Titans ever even bring him in. I'd be stunned.
There are plenty of teams on this list that you could say they're doing it for fun. When you're in the top five, it's not for fun.
Right.
But dare I say, the Titans really don't have a big weakness at wide receiver right now. Once they get Corey Davis back and they have everybody, it's a pretty good defined unit. It doesn't have a burner down the field. Khalif Raymond is the next best thing that they have, but it's good chemistry. It's good role definition that they have. I wouldn't mess with that. Now, the Packers have all kinds of issues at receiver, right? They've had injuries. They've had guys go
drafted
down.
Drafted quarterback.
I can see that a little bit more. But I feel like he's just – ooh. I wouldn't go there.
You're thinking about what everybody would think about, rightfully so. You're thinking about chemistry and the room and doesn't fit the mold of what they're trying to do. They're looking at it going, okay, if you're the Titans and you're 5-0, you don't have – well, most teams don't have a guy like this. Seattle doesn't have a guy like that. Tennessee does not have a guy like that. Like, talent-wise, Green Bay does. Devontae Adams is an elite receiver in the league. The Saints have Michael Thomas. I don't know where he's been this year. The Bucs have Godwin and Evans. So those teams have elite receivers. The Titans do not have an elite Antonio Brown receiver. Seattle does not have Antonio Brown, though?
Yeah.
That's a fair question. I don't know. The last time we saw him,
I don't know.
And they short sample in New England, he looked pretty darn good. But that was also he's missed a lot of time.
And he does not fit the mold that we have heard John Robinson describe his ideal player. He doesn't fit that. He's team first guy. I mean, that's not Antonio Brown. I don't see John Robinson even considering this.
I don't either, but I brought it up because
sure.
I looked at both lists and went, wow, the Titans
are in the top five. My eyes opened wide when I saw that. I was like, what?
Yeah,
I'm not seeing it, though.
And I'm, you know, they, right now they don't have an elite receiver, but.
What do you think the fans would say?
I wouldn't mess
with it. Let's ask them.
That's a great question.
What do you think they would say?
Let's ask them and guess, and then
we'll come back. Okay, 615-737-1025. We've got a phone line, text line, weigh in, yes or no. So what do you think they'll say? What do you think the majority will say?
I think the majority will say no.
Is it going to be overwhelming? Is it going to be 50-50? You say overwhelmingly no?
I'd say 70-30 no.
Yeah, I'm with – I'd say 60 – I'd say two-thirds, one-third, 66% no. Maybe a third, maybe, but I'm emphatic. I'm not going there.
I don't know. Fans want him win now. If you can control him, his talent puts you at a new level.
They're 5-0 without him.
Yeah, but so
and they haven't. But, and,
Is anybody ever going to say, though, but yeah, we don't need an elite-level player?
They have the number one offense, or, you know, they're one of the top five offenses.
And right. They've had like, one game.
I think if he played defense, right, or if it was the defense that was playing at an elite level. No, well, you know what I'm saying. Like, if the defense were elite and the offense needed a boost, then I think that would be a different story. But your offense, I wouldn't touch what this offense has put together. They've been so good. I think if you're going to add a flyer like that, I would take a shot at bringing in a defensive player.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't they trade for Ndakwe? I mean, third-round pick? Conditional fifth in 2022 if he meets certain standards?
Yeah, like, if he makes the Pro Bowl, I think. If he's right, first ballot like, All-Pro,
yeah.
It goes to a fourth.
Okay.
But why? I don't know.
That's good. I mean, it's good thing. Really good things happen.
That's actually a significant price. But he may be.
And Dockway's pretty.
He's pretty good.
Here's another thing to consider with the Titans and receiver. They've played one game this year where they've had Brown and Davis at the same time, and Brown was limited, and Davis showed out, and that was the first game of the year. So they haven't had those two together, and they've both played. You know, very, very, very good without the other. So if you're getting production from both of them when they're on the field at the same time, then I definitely don't do it.
With all due respect, that those guys, but we don't know the answer. Let's just go on the premise that he is Antonio Brown, like the guy we've seen his career.
But you can't.
Our text line is blowing up, by the way.
But you don't have it with all – I mean, as much as – I mean, A.J. Brown is in second year. He may end up being that guy for sure. I mean, he certainly looks like the part. He looks like the guy that can absolutely be an elite receiver in the league if he can stay healthy and do it year after year. And he looks the part. But we're talking about now. We're not talking about – you know, we're not talking about the next 3 years. We're talking about this season. We're talking about going for it. If – he is anywhere near the levels he's been in his career. They don't have anything like that.
I think A.J. Brown could be comparable today to where Antonio Brown is today.
Is, where in your mind.
I think so. And also,
I
know the role that A.J. Brown plays. I know what I'm getting. I know the role and what Corey Davis can do. It's an elite offense. You know that the minute you bring in Antonio Brown in, he's got to be the focus of attention. I have to get the ball every play or else I'm going to whine, I'm going to cry, I'm going to make a big stink, I'm going to bring all the attention to myself and away from my team.
What if he's a changed man?
He's not a changed man.
How do you know?
I'm not willing to find out.
How do you know
The Titans offense is based on running the ball to give it to Derrick Henry. You don't need Antonio Brown.
You have not seen him in
a
while. Nobody's heard from him. What if he's, you know.
Darren, you're tone of your voice. You agree with me. You agree with me.
Maybe he's found Jesus and he's changed.
You're just trying to push
buttons. No, I'm asking you. People can
change. You agree with me. You agree with me. You wouldn't touch him in a million years at this point if you had a chance.
He may be singing in the choir every Sunday while we're watching Titans games. Who knows?
I don't buy it.
You don't buy that somebody can change?
Hell no!
What do the people say?
Let's find out.
Am I reading this now or are we going to break?
No, we're going to the break. We're going to come back. Keep them coming. 615-737-1025. We've got phone lines and text lines for you to weigh in. That's all driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Would you? Today, let's just say the price tag isn't great. It's not anything that's going to break the bank. It's not going to hurt you cap-wise. It's not going to be anything that's going to put the franchise behind for that. Let's just say whatever it is, his price tag, it's reasonable. It can be done. Simply put, would you go for it? Would you go for Antonio Brown if you're John Robinson? Would you do it? Yes or no? That's what we want to know from you. We'll come back. We'll get the answers on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN, 102.5, The Game.
Oh, I don't know if he could, Chaser. I mean, I don't – you know, I'm a big one on what you've done in the past. And I think if you look at his history, I mean, you just shake your head. You know, you say, how can anybody – what, you know, one of the old, what were you thinking kind of a thing. Well, obviously, he wasn't thinking much. And you know, aside from the fact that I'm not sure he would fit in here, maybe he would. But I think, you know, in my mind right now, he's one of those guys you're always going to be waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know, there's going to be another something or other come along, and it's going to be a problem for you.
Well, we asked the GM in the second hour of today's show, and the GM, as you just heard, emphatically said, no, I'm out. He would be out if he was general manager. We're asking you, if you were the general manager, what would you do if you were John Robinson? What would you like for John Robinson to do? 615-737-1025. That's our phone line and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We're talking about Antonio Brown. He is currently serving a suspension in the league for half of a season. He's about to come off that suspension. It has garnered quite the interest around the league for his services, basically for the second half of the season. And it looks like all potential playoff teams are the ones talking to him for what they're hoping for to be a long playoff run in January. And the Titans have come up on this list. Sportsline had them fifth on their list, as in fifth highest odds to get his services. Same with Jimmy Shapiro, betonline.ag, fifth on their list of fifth highest team to show interest in Antonio Brown, according to them. You as a fan and as a 5-0 team, would you like to see the Titans go after Antonio Brown? And we'll just leave all the particulars of what would it cost and, oh, my gosh, just take right. that out of it. We're not worried about the business side of it. We're just going to tell you it's reasonable. It makes sense. It's not going to cripple the franchise. It's not changing anything. They can pull it off. That's what we want to know from you. What would you do? Before we jump to the phone lines, I know there's some texts that you've been sifting through, a lot coming in during the break.
Texts.
So just give us a little sample of what's out there, and then we'll take some calls.
All right. Chris says, short and sweet, hell to the no. He says no. Josh says, hell no. I say trade for Julio Jones. Got another one. No, no, no. Hell no on Antonio Brown. He is a cancer and terrible fit for the Titans. 90% of fans will agree. That was a no-name text there. If the Titans sign AB, they need to sign former Panther Steve Smith to beat the hell out of him when he acts stupid. That's another one. Antonio Brown coming to Tennessee is the same thing as the Preds getting Corey Perry. From Joe. No, do not sign Antonio Brown. Dude is a me first, team later kind of guy and would mess with the team's chemistry on and off the field. Signing Brown would be detrimental to the team. That coming from JC. I am with Floyd. Absolutely no on Antonio Brown. Slam the door and run away. Tommy says, if he brings the punk with him or drama, he could go. If he only brings his talent, that would be sick. Him and Brown would be the best wide receiver duo in the NFL.
Yeah, that period. From Tommy. Brown and Brown would be the biggest 1-2 punch in the league, period. It would.
I agree. Devin in Clarksville. I can see why some will say yes, because there is a lengthy highlight reel that makes you want to say yes, but no, no, no. I think the team chemistry and mentality are their biggest assets right now. No.
Hell no.
Hell no.
So that's about 98% no right now.
KDG says Antonio Brown equals absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm also here to tell you that despite Darren trying to play the other side a little bit, you will not hear him in the next 29 minutes say they should do it. You will not hear him say that.
Yeah.
He's trying to add a little gasoline, a little fuel to the fire. You will not say
it. You do not know that.
You will not say they should do it because you know that it's a bad move.
People can change, Willie.
I'm surprised. Usually that stuff starts at 2. What the Titans need is a player of that caliber, but on the defensive side. The offense is good to go right now. That's from Fred in Ashland City.
Okay. So right now a heavy, heavy lean to absolutely no. Let's go to Bubba. See what Bubba thinks on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What do you think?
Darren, I would say this. Remember this. A leopard never changes his spots, nor does a cheetah, nor does a tiger. This guy is a cancer, and I don't think if this guy could play cornerback, I'd say probably sign him. But we don't need him, and we don't need all the trash that he would bring to the team. There would be no way that I can't imagine Vrabel even thinking about bringing this guy in.
What if he promised in writing not to do Facebook Lives in the locker room?
It's still, I mean, he's still the kind of guy that wants all the attention. Yeah. And he, if he's not getting the ball, and that's the worst part about it, if they're not going to throw to him for various reasons because we've got a great ground game or it doesn't call for it in the game plan, he's going to be the guy that's going to be complaining.
What if I told you, Bubba?
When you go to the interview, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, what if I told you he's been humbled through all of this? Would you buy that?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
All right, I'm trying. I don't think I'm getting anywhere with
it. I know. You.
No.
All right, well, thank you for the call and the input. So you are definitely a hard no. You make some good cases.
I'm a hard no, and I do like spots on animals.
Yes, you do. And I like watching channels that involve animals. So thank you. I got the reference. Good stuff.
All right.
We haven't had a yes yet.
No? Okay.
Except for a text that just came through. Ducks are on the pond, Chase. Let's go for it all. Come on with it. It would only be an 8-game contract in all likelihood.
Yeah, it's 8 games, guys. Well, it's 8 games plus. You're hoping long playoffs. A lot of playoffs, right? Three, four games.
Ben says, trade Clowney for A.J. Green before you even sniff A.B. That's not going to happen.
A.J. Green?
Yeah.
When's the last time A.J. Green's been a factor in the league? 3 years ago?
Yeah, I'm not going for that one either.
Clowney, you want to get rid of a defensive player for A.J. Green who hasn't done anything
in 3 years? I think
there
was some sarcasm there. But
why do you say that?
Well, because of how he said it, that he's basically saying, I would trade Clowney for A.J. Green before I would even sniff A.B.
Oh, so he's just making a point, like, I would do something that dumb before I brought him in. Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of how I take
it. Okay. All right, let's go to Jason, who's called in on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Jason, where are you at on this?
I'm in California on this. I'm calling from California.
Oh, wow. Welcome to the show. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I grew up in Nashville. I'm a no, but I kind of want to play devil's advocate on it because of what you said. By the way, good afternoon. I didn't even say hi.
It's actually still morning where you are, right?
It is, but I did the 2-hour update. I mean, if there's any locker room that's sound right now in the NFL, and I am biased, but Mike Vrabel has a locker room pretty much, you know, seamless right now. I mean, everybody's on the same sheet of music. There's no drama. And then I hear you say a very valid point about the fact that, hey, maybe he's been humble. And he has. There's no doubt. But there's a few questions that I have, even after playing devil's advocate. Has nobody seen him play? Nobody seen him run? What kind of shape is he in? What he did to Oakland, number two, really ticked me off, and I can't stand Oakland. And number three, do we really need him? I mean, we have some really good wide receivers. Hell, we saw what the backups did in the last couple of games. It's encouraging at the least. What say you?
What if I told you, Jason, while he's been humbled this entire time, he has been working out like a madman to prove everybody wrong? What if I told you that? I mean, every day he just works up. He goes to bed early because he's a changed man. Remember, he goes to bed early. He's not partying. And he gets up because he can't wait to get up and work out. What if I told you that?
Well, that's encouraging. However, why do coaches say every season that they're in really good shape when they came to camp, but they're not in football shape?
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. All right, guys, what do you make? Jason, by the way, thanks for listening out in California. Appreciate it. Don't be a stranger
problem
to the show.
Thanks.
Okay, so let's just start with what he said at the beginning. He makes a really good point. Does nobody have faith that Mike Vrabel and the guys that John Robinson have put in that locker room are strong enough to keep A.B. in line?
I think that's a very fair point. And right as he was saying that, a text came through that was about the same thing of if one guy can ruin your locker room, you have bigger issues. And I think it's a fair point because John Robinson and Mike Vrabel have built a culture in Nashville that you would think that it is strong enough that you could bring somebody like that in and it won't ruin it won't rock the boat. It won't ruin the locker room, especially in the amount of time that he would probably be here. At the same time, I still don't think they need him. So I still say no, but it is a fair point to play devil's advocate.
Willie, what say you? Nothing? Still nothing strange?
You know, you're throwing all these things as if you know. I mean, we have no idea if he has been working out or if he is a changed man. But the further he's removed from playing, which is a good while now, I think it's pretty safe to say he's not going to jump back on the field and be anything close to what he was. Like even, let's take Josh Gordon, who would be an example of a guy that has missed a lot of time and then come back more than once, right?
With every passing year. I think it's up to like 16 times now.
Right, so we have some data to go on with him. And, of course, he was never at his peak as good as Antonio Brown, but he was pretty good at his peak level. Every time he has come back, he's been a little bit less productive. And I just think when that's the case, you're just not – what are you getting? Even if you got him at the league minimum, what's the best you could get and what's the worst-case scenario? And I just think you put it all together, it's not worth the risk.
Gronk didn't play it down in the league last year, and he's been all right for the Bucs this season. They go to him a lot.
I mean, I certainly think there are examples of guys that take a year off.
He's been pretty good, but he hasn't been.
I can tell you this, he's not being used as a decoy. So, yeah. He was wrestling last year. He wasn't doing anything football. I mean,
he was making appearances.
Okay.
That's right. But let's Gronkowski has been good, but he got his first touchdown last week.
I think he had two,
right?
Didn't he? Or no.
No,
it was the week before. Didn't he have two touchdowns?
He has one touchdown on the season. It was last week. So he's been okay. He's not the same player that he was.
No.
He's still good. He still helps them win, but he is not the same player.
But his body, he retired because his body has taken a beating over the years. Antonio Brown hasn't been lost because his body has taken a beating and there's questions about his health. It was just simply he's a knucklehead. That's all it was. It had nothing to do with whether he's in shape, you know, his body, his health, missing games. It was just simply he was a knucklehead. Rob Gronkowski is a totally different case. He's been beaten up badly over the years. And he's still out there running around getting it done. Why can Antonio Brown? None of that's in question with him. If there's very few things that are in question, that's not it.
He's 32 years old.
Okay.
2 years removed from playing. I don't know. I don't think he's the same. I think he would be okay, but not worth the trouble.
Do you buy this? Ben says the Steelers' locker room is stronger than the Titans, and they couldn't handle him. I don't know. I don't know what would make.
I will say right now, there's been instances that I kind of felt like Tomlin was really weak with him and others.
Yeah,
I mean, there's been a lot of stuff about Roethlisberger over the years,
right?
I mean, who do you think has a firmer, this is not a rip on Tomlin. Obviously, he's been doing it a long time and had lots of success. But who's got a firmer grip on that type of stuff in their room right now? Tomlin or Vrabel? Who would you give the check mark to?
I'd give it to Vrabel.
I'd give it to Vrabel.
And here's the other thing. The part of it is, yeah, the head coach has to have control and know what's going on, but the head coach also has to rely on players within the room to police the room. And I think that one of the storylines in the offseason was the Titans lost a lot of leaders in the locker room. But I also think that they have had guys step up into that role, you know, besides Kevin Byard. But Rashawn Evans, yeah, he had the penalty in the first game. But Rashawn Evans I'd put in that group as one of those guys. You bring in Jonathan Joseph as a veteran. I mean, they have some leaders in that room that take care of a lot of that stuff. not just Vrabel. So, but I would give the edge to Vrabel to answer your question.
I would too. I thought Tomlin took some hits for how he handled or didn't handle Antonio Brown. Didn't you guys think so? I thought he did.
He was in a no-win situation. A player like that puts you in a tough situation.
Yeah.
Same thing with Le'Veon Bell. Yep. I mean, you when or what you say, there's going to be people that don't like what you say.
They've had some knuckleheads over there. Martavius Bryant. I mean, they've had knuckleheads. Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
I mean, you had Bell holding out, missing a year. I mean, if this is from James, if you could freeze him until game time and freeze him right after the game, okay, didn't he get his feet frozen?
Maybe that's what the Raiders were trying to do.
Yeah, maybe.
And he got frostbite.
Thaw out.
And he got frostbite.
So we're 0-for-1 on that idea.
That's funny.
But that is pretty clever. Pretty clever.
I like the thought.
Yeah.
So I feel like the general consensus here is no.
You get that feel?
Yeah.
That it's a no?
Yeah. I mean, the gift.
Is that a gut? Is that a gut feeling?
No. It's an obvious, like, you know, hi. I'm a red flag. Nice to meet you.
Well, it's, you mean by the 16 text messages you've read and the 2 calls we've taken?
Yeah, and
the
gifts.
Hard no? Yeah.
The gifts we got.
That gave it away?
Yeah, and the fact that a lot of people said hell no. Not just no, but hell no.
Do you think yeses are now scared to weigh in because there's this avalanche of no's?
No, because you've tried to give that pathway, Darren, very clearly. You've tried to create that pathway, and they still aren't biting.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just...
He said he's a changed man, and he's sorry, and he's been working out, and he's
so
humbled.
Here's a yes.
Oh, Drew, we got a yes. Let's hear the dissenting opinion.
Drew says, I say go for it, especially with how bad our defense has been. Points, points, points.
Well, maybe that's the real question we should be asking is there a move? And what position would it be if John Robinson were to try to make a move to help the defense? What would it be? Because I think we would all agree that that's where it appears they need some help. But they've already invested in Clowney. They've invested in Beasley. They're kind of stuck with who they've got. But who could you add and is who could you give up to try to address it?
All right, this is my last card I'm going to lay, okay? This is it.
I think it's the three of hearts.
If I can promise you, or no, I promise you, if I told you and when they acquired Antonio Brown, that the odds makers would have the Titans as the favorite in the league to win the Super Bowl. Would that change your mind?
No. All the more reason why you don't need them.
No.
The odds makers came out and said, if the Titans acquire Antonio Brown, we will install them as the favorite moving forward to win the Super Bowl. That doesn't change anything for you?
I am a firm believer in dance with the one that brought you. I'm good with what they have.
Especially if you don't have a major weakness. Like a couple years ago when the wide receiver position was in complete tatters, I think it was maybe a different story. Now we've learned more about Antonio Brown, and the position is a much better, you know, group of players. It's a much better role definition. You know, Brown, Davis, Humphreys, you mix in Khalif Raymond. It's not the greatest, but it's solid, and it's good enough, and it's been really productive when you have Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I mean, because you got Davis making plays, Brown making plays. Humphreys is a chain mover. I mean, Adam Humphreys is just he's reliable. He's going to get you that first down. And then Raymond has shown multiple times that he can have the long play when you need him to. So I'm... And like Willie said, is it the best? No, but it's effective, and they're 5-0.
All right, we'll come back, and we'll put a bow on Thursday's edition of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end.
This is the end. Titans fans, release Thursday show. Corner Pub is the place you need to check out. Their locations, Bellevue, Brentwood, or downtown. Great beer specials, including $1 off Yazoo Happ and Harry's draft beers, plus Happ and Harry's bucket specials. Don't forget the pregame show. We'll be there this Sunday morning from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. And that's prior to, of course, kickoff of the Titans and the Steelers at Nissan Stadium. That show will feature Jarrett Stillman, the GM Floyd Reese, and forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders. And that's all brought to you by Wholesale Inc., powered by Rumble On, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Kubota Tractors, Middle Tennessee Kubota dealers. World Series will get a night off in between games 2 and 3, and hats off to the Rays. Nice bounce back by them, and they take game 2 and even up the series at 1. It was pretty interesting to see the graphic they put up last night. Basically, if you win game 2 after winning game 1, it's like a 58% chance of going on and winning the World Series. If you even it up at 1, it's like 19%. So a game they needed, and they got it.
Yeah, and I called that one wrong. I thought the Dodgers would go up too.
They actually got some big hits from some guys that were in terrible slumps, right? Brandon Lau,
yep.
Who has been in an awful slump. But if you look, he's probably one of the better players that it just fits the bill with Tampa Bay, right? You probably don't know much about him unless you're a pretty in-depth fantasy player. He had a great regular season, and then he'd just gone ice cold. But 2 homers last night. They actually got some key hits from some other guys. Joey Wendell, the former Nashville Sound, had a huge hit. And if they get some hits, they can pitch. We know that, right? All they need is about
five
innings.
Because their bullpen.
Their bullpen is really, really good.
Walker Buehler versus Charlie Morton for game 3. That should be pitching matchup.
That's going to be fun.
7:00 on Friday night. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think, obviously, you know, just like in any sport, in a 7-game series, taking that game 3 when a series is tied is, you know, pretty critical, right? Moving forward, it's like always trying to grab that lead in a series. How important it is to kind of jump back in front 2-1. I don't know what the stats will tell you, but obviously it'll jump up big for whoever takes game 3 of them going on to win it all.
Yeah,
I'm glad it's a split. Chase, I hope it goes pretty deep. I want to see the entertainment.
Yeah.
And see some good baseball.
It's, you know, and this is the Braves fan that's just, you know, still not over it. The Dodgers got hot. I mean, the Dodgers are good. The Dodgers were the best team in the league for a reason, and now everything had started to click. So even though I take nothing away from Tampa and what they did this season, I felt and I still feel that the Dodgers were the better team. So I had in my head, you know, it's over in 5. And it still may be after 2 games, but sometimes you have a game like that where you put up some fight and you get the win and you get some bats going that have been cold, could make it a series. So, and as a baseball fan, I'd love to see this go 6 or 7, but it's going to see what happens with the Dodgers bats. Do they cool off? You know, same with the pitching. Kershaw was not playoff Kershaw. That was regular season Kershaw that they got with his game 1 win. So, but I do hope. I hope it keeps going because it's been a fun playoff.
So they'll be off tonight, back at it tomorrow night just after 7 o'clock. That does give us a Thursday night game. Giants and Eagles, a big NFC East tilt. The winner gets 2 wins on the season and a tie for first place.
What's the line?
The line is 4.5, Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. 4.5.
What does BetMGM have?
If the Chase. Eagles lose this game, their fans are going to just have an implosion.
Oh, they
won't be able to take it.
No doubt. They will crumble if they lose this game.
Good.
The Giants and the Eagles, according to BetMGM, it's 4.5.
4.5.
You can the money line plus 195 for the Giants. So
I don't know. You know who? I think the Eagles should win, but who the heck knows? No Zach Ertz, no Miles Sanders. Who the heck knows?
That division is just comical.
Yeah.
What are the odds for a tie? That might be where the money, like, they can't both lose at once.
My guess is there's probably pretty fair odds that they would tie.
Hey, yeah. That's my can't miss for tonight, is put money on the tie.
Well, Dallas and the Washington football team on Sunday, I saw in some places it was a pick 'em. Now they have the Washington, BetMGM has the Washington football team as a -1 favorite.
If they lose to Washington, that'll also be, yeah. You've already had the incident with the players coming out against the coaches. If they lose to Washington FT, your boys down in Big D will start the crumbling, the avalanche, whatever you want to use. The wheels will be coming off.
I'll make a vow, if they lose to Washington, I will not bring them up on this show for the rest of the year.
It'll be hard to. I wouldn't make that.
Can
bet
you
if
imagine
I were
if
you.
The Giants win and Washington wins, and everybody's got two wins or one win and a tie? I mean, we have just hit. I mean, that's a new level.
Dumpster fire.
All right, good stuff today. We will bring it again tomorrow to wrap up the week. It's been a fun week. It's been a fast-moving week. You enjoy the rest of your beautiful day here in Middle Tennessee. Be safe. We want you back with us tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.